Lots of loving. Pete Rock, CL Smooth. On the remix tip, check it out. Come on.
What makes the world go round in your nightgown? I know your sound I wanna see, so don't turn the lights down. You know I get all stiff when you kiss me. The heavy foreplay lets me know you're horny, baby. When your nipples get hard, I wanna praise God. Thank Allah for just how dark you are. Call my cock Sherlock because I found Victoria's Secret. Now hold on, lover, hold it now, beat this. I wanna kiss we share to be a French one. And through every orgasm, call my name, hun. Now tell me what you want so I can fulfill it. Taste the cream of life and don't spill it. With a darker skin, coolie or an Indian. If you're sick for Dixie, I'll be your medicine. But I'm in the pee now, tossing off bugging. Send me all the flicks, cause I need lots of loving.
Lots of loving, lots of loving, lots of loving, baby. Lots of loving for me. Tell me, lots of loving, lots of loving, lots of loving, lots of loving, baby. Lots of loving for me. Tell me.
What size you wearing this shoe?
I'm 13, so you know I'm packing mean. The boy wonders on the scene. So honey, step to me if you wanna grab the snicker. The soul brother got it going on and much thicker. So slide to the side, hun, cause I'ma make it known. I need lots of love on the shrimp, word is born. So listen very close as I slam on the jam. The beat rock, record on, smooth as the band. What's this with all the damn rumors that I hear? I like light-skinned girls with chests out to here.
Now don't forget the long hair.
People always talking. For once, just shut your damn mouth and keep walking. Cause you don't know the half. I love them how they come. Make sure you check the stats in my foul form gun. It's time to get ghost. A bun in the oven. You're the one I'm thinking of with lots of loving.
Lots of loving. Lots of loving. Lots of loving. Lots of loving. Lots of loving. Lots of loving for me.
Beverly, Armani, or Naomi at the fetters. Ring a bed spring, now you got a dollar on the mattress. Now feel the mecca erupt soon as you put your legs up, babe. You gotta be brave for me to be your love slave. Hot sex next, the friction got speed. Running neck and neck, you win a fat bag of weed. Fold the wig out, I let my balls tap your sugar rolls like I'm sending a code. So your smooth is about to explode in your vagina. I work it like a surgeon, a butt naked version. Many positions on a virgin. You call me a bad man, I bend her like a beer can. Drank roots, not boots, and the woman couldn't even stand. But I'm the love of your life, so give me respect, sister. Although she blow, know that I still kiss her. Hard and handy to tickle your fancy. The cruise, you're hopping kangaroos just like an eye jammy. With the up in the projects, so falling in the condo. You wonder who the mask man, cause he forgot Tonto. But never forgot to hit the spot, the real bodyguarder. And if it ain't good enough, I work harder. The Carmel King with the mecha dun swing to make your panties sing, ting-a-ling-a-ling. See yo smooth to make a move with the smooching and the hugging. Cause women, I need lots of love.
Lots of love, lots of love, lots of love, lots of love, you know it's lots of love, lots of love for me. Tell me, lots of love, lots of love, lots of love, you know it's lots of love, lots of love for me.
Ladies,
tell me, lots of love.
To the overweight lover, MC Heavy E. Peace to the young guns, the hilltop, everybody up in Mount Vernon. I dedicate this one to my honey love, Tosh. Rock on, word is wrong. Everybody sing along. See how smooth, rock, rock on. Can't forget my man Teemus, rock, rock on. Can't forget Tom Guest, rock, rock on. Can't forget Kenny Guest, rock, rock on. Can't forget my man Tella. Rock, rock on. Can't forget Tommy George. Rock, rock on. Can't forget Tank Allah. Rock the house. Can't forget my man Tootie. Rock the house. Can't forget Joe P. Rock the house. And my man Dio. Rock the house. Tammy from LA. Rock the house. Can't forget Rap Lover. man Snoop, rock the house. Don't forget Trouble T-Roy, rock the house, man. Smooth C, rock the house. Don't forget Jamaica Rick, rock the house. And everybody uptown, just rock the house. And we out here.
Strangely enough, I've been struck, affected by her smile. I know her style is worthwhile, and knowing that I'm deep like a river, I feel I should give her things that those others can't deliver. Contrary to what I had wished, it seems that I've been dissed. But hey, I don't wanna miss this wonderful opportunity. My boys, they try schooling me, but see, I know what I want. Someone who'll be there for the whole nine. This honey is so fine, but now she's hung up the line. Upset because I told her I'm busy, she made like a grizzly and started chewing my head off, screaming that I spend more time with friends. And also, she said I ruined her weekend. I said I know the stuff we had planned, but please understand, right now I'm lounging with my man. I guess I didn't realize I'd hurt her. She said I had the nerve to just neglect her like that. Then she started bringing up past things, and she kept asking, how come our love isn't lasting? I said, hey baby, please calm down, 'cause I'm still around, and it's for you that my heart pounds. Can I call you later on? You say I treat you wrong, but why you flipping on me? She said something else and then click, left me alone on the phone with the tone, and now I'm lovesick. Relationships can grip with the pain. Arguments in the crib, in the streets, on the train. I'm crazy fed, but then still, when she ain't there, I feel sad, I feel ill. Frowning 'cause I'm down in the dumps. The other night I took her out so she could shake her rump. But after we were there for a few, some girls that I knew stepped up and asked me to come to a party they were having at their house. I looked at my girl, and yo, she started walking out. I said, hey love, just wait for a second, and won't you just check it? It's all a part of making records. Those were just some friends in the business, no need to get angry. So listen up while I kick this. And what about the things we discussed about having trust? What's all this attitude stuff? Now hun, you know that I wouldn't play you, but time after time, you let your jealousy sway you. Hey, don't you turn your back like that. Come on, this is whack. You're heated up like a thermostat. Then she stepped off in a whirlwind, and I don't know when or if I'm gonna see her again. I could have sworn she was the right one to pick, but now, man, I'm just lovesick.
Casting live from an undisclosed location. It's Elcatter, MIC.
Hey, hey!
Wearing a dope kimono with another edition of the Clandestine Transmission.
Word.
Yes. Just how we get down. And we're getting down right now with some old school joints.
Bringing it back.
Yes.
I'm taking you back.
With a special Valentine's hip-hop edition of the Clandestine Transmission.
Something like that.
Playing strictly 90s. Well, no, you know what? When did Funky Dividends come out? I think we might be violating the rule of Funky Dividends, actually.
I think we might be right on the cusp of the 90s.
I don't know.
We're doing...
That's a tough call with that one.
We're doing MIC and high school mix. Maybe some of these joints go beyond that. Yeah, they do.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
Your late 80s through the 90s.
I think it's most the only questionable song on the list is Funky Dividends, and I'm too lazy to look it up right now. But so far in the show, you have heard the sounds of Gangstar, Guru, Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Universal, and DJ Premier with Lovesick from their Step in the Arena album.
Step Inside My Arena.
That's what night? That's got to be 1990.
Yeah, I think so.
Somewhere in that vicinity.
That was one of the first albums I got on CD.
Wow. I had
Columbia House.
I had the cassette.
I got like a cassette. CD, I got a CD player for like Christmas or I don't know when. Birthday, Christmas. Yeah. Little Sony one. Little CD player in it. And I was like, oh yeah. Let me get some of that CD action. I think actually the first CD I bought was a Kid and Play CD from one of my friends back in like 7th grade, because he had a CD player when like no one had one. He was super fancy. And he had like 3 CDs because they were like super expensive.
They're
still super expensive.
It was like $24 for a CD. It was crazy.
I wonder how much a CD costs
now. Totally preposterous. That's why most of my CDs came out of that little brown cardboard box that used to sit next to the checkout at the music center downtown.
Yes.
And they were all like random promos. Yeah. That's how I got my my Yo-Yo Make Way for the what the hell was the title of her album? It was Make Way for the Motherload, right?
Yep.
Got my what else came out of that box? I had that compilation CD that was like Kid Frost and Mellow Man Ace and all those dudes that had like La Raza and Lil Rider on it.
Nice.
Because those were like $2. I will give you $2 for a CD. No problem. Not an issue. But We started off before Gangstar with Pete Rock and CL Smooth, or Pete Rock and CL Smooth with the remix of Lots of Lovin' from Mecca and the Soul Brother. That was not on. That version was not the LP version.
No.
Nowadays, you might be able to get that version on an LP.
I've got a remastered version of the album. And
it probably
came
with like the remixes and the B-sides and stuff like that. Yeah. But at the time, if you had the cassette, you were not
I wonder if you could even
bonus content.
I think a maxi cassette with the remix on it was out there, because I think I have that. Because I think I was trying to, I kept trying to find the vinyl.
That's right. We talked about this. You had
I'm
trouble.
Pretty sure,
the
I'm
vinyl.
Pretty sure I had like the cassette. Like the maxi single that had like the remix and stuff on it.
From
like the wall at the mall.
I had all those 12 inches, so it was like, you know, it was whatever. Cause I was in love with vinyl.
You were down there at the music center trying to get it in.
I was at the music center like every day. And if not every day, every Tuesday at least. Like, I was there.
Beat me down there.
Yes.
MSA was up in Holyoke. At the HCC.
Yo, I had to be there. Had to be there when the fresh joints got put out.
Yeah, we did not get that at the WCCH. It might have came in. The folks up there weren't too fond of the hip hop music, so those might have got tossed in the trash back in the day.
I could see that. Could see that happening. But we're gonna continue on. On this St. Valentine's Day, with more, I don't know, we call them, they're not slow jams.
More jams.
We're not like slamming the slam it. We're slam not like it. Slow. Well, we could be doing that.
Slamming the slow
we're not,
jam.
We're not like slow jamming the podcast up. We got the we got more pseudo love ballads from the world of rap music.
Yeah, and as we were putting the show together, we were discussing that like yo, some of these joints are hot. Like the tracks are dope.
Oh
like
yeah.
The production is like stellar. To sort of like not to like minimize like you know, oh my album's got like this sort of like this song about a lady or a relationships or love or something. The production's
no like dude the P-Rock and CL Smooth joint the like I put that on, just played that intro and I was like that's what I'm starting the show off with right there because you know
yeah
they were crafting the hits.
Yo, P-Rock, man. Yeah. P-Rock would do his own remixes on his own songs and put that out, as opposed to having like Beat Nuts or like somebody do a remix. It's like
even though all those dudes were like had the hot fire back then.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
In the background, speaking of remixes, we got a remix of X Girl to the Next Girl or X Girl to Next Girl. There was no the. Also by Gangstar. Got the ill jazzy mix going on with that. That was quite the 12-inch actually. That 12-inch had like fucking 14 songs on it. It was crazy.
It's the sneaky premiere remix.
And you know what that means? That means the sound quality on that 12-inch was shit.
Because it was all
everything was mad low.
It was all jammed on there.
All the grooves were tiny.
Yep.
But we're gonna get into some more love joints. Up next, I think this is the song that started it all for you. And
yeah, send this one out to my main man, Davis.
Yeah.
D-Money. We were talking about King Sun earlier in the week.
D-Money wearing the polo.
There you go. Polo King. Polo Don. King Sun, Undercover Lover. A classic.
King Sun, not often discussed. He's one of the dudes that kind of like fell by the wayside from that era. But he had the brief feud with Ice Cube, and then that was it.
Kind of faded away.
Yeah, he tried to make a comeback at one point.
I think all these folks had like I was like looking for other albums that they had. Like once it hit like 94, 95,
he had something out around that era. Actually,
got a little sketchy.
You know, funny enough, King Sun, one of many MCs who represent the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of the people on this podcast, this is full of 5%ers. It's crazy. Seriously,
we're gonna get some investigations after this one.
But yeah, up next, King Sun, Undercover Lover, on the Clandestine Transmission here at imagination.com.
There's nothing more than friends. You see me with my girl, I wink and you grin. We can't be together or show any sign, because you're with your man, but I'm on your mind. Some say it's wrong to be so discreet, the way we meet and go someplace to eat. I wine you and dine you and hold your hand. Baby, your wish is indeed my command. A wonderful wonderful time we have sitting and talking, or even down by the pier just walking. Then we depart our little rendezvous. It's nice to have an undercover lover like you. Close you can talk to, then you call me. You just ought to know I like listening to you when you're speaking. Half original, lovely Puerto Rican, just the type of girl I like keeping. I wonder if I say your name while I'm sleeping. That could cause a great big fight, so I stay awake and think about you at night. Sometimes I think my girl suspects something. She tries to diss you by calling you a dumb thing. I speak in your behalf, play it off and laugh. Go out to the phone booth and call you from the app. Arrange it to see you, hold you and love you. A dozen of roses shows I'm thinking of you. Don't get me wrong, I love her too, but it's nice to have an undercover lover like you. Yes, I really do. Undercover, my lover, I love you.
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, sweetness?
Hello.
I'm gonna try to get to see you a little later, all right?
Okay.
All right. I love you.
I love you too, son.
The day goes by when I need to rely on a dissolute relationship that you and I started as friends, extended and thin. A kiss led to more, we decided to pretend. Nothing is wrong, cause there's nothing between us. People start rumors from the time they've seen us. Holding hands, smiling at each other. Even though we pass for sister and brother. A certain part of you belongs to me. The part that is soft, tender and sweet. That starts from the beautiful hair on your head, on down to the pretty little toes on your feet. Lovely, tender, female agenda. To your secret love I surrender. If there's one thing she's yet to discover, it's you, my beautiful undercover lover. Hey love, it might be wrong what we're doing and everything, but what they don't know won't hurt them at all. Yeah, baby, I can't see you no more. The heat is on.
But son, I left him for you.
You left him for me? You bugging out?
It is your baby I'm carrying.
My baby? Come on now, I ain't even trying to hear that.
Well, you better try to hear this. If I can't have you, nobody can.
Gotta tell Mickey everything about us.
Cause I needed somebody to talk to.
But you try to make it seem like I started it.
I just told the story the way it went.
Michelle.
What?
Look, since you seem to be forgetting, I'ma tell y'all what started from the beginning, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Mellor went to the groove. The greatest man alive was cold rocking my world. Then it rocked a little harder when I saw this fresh fly girl. But hold up, I can't go out like nothing. I had to conjure up a cool way to strut. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to progress. My compliment came through in the clutch. She started to blush, then I knew what was up. Called the next morning, said, what'll it be? Dinner and a movie or just chilling with me? She said, me. So I went and got the Slimmy. But soon as I opened the door, she said, gimme. It was like I was a bone and she was fetching. She got what cold swallowed my ones like Beady Gretchen. Then after a couple weeks of good loving, my friend, she did the dummy move. Started asking for my dividend. Come around the corner looking funky fresh. This new jack babe started popping a mess. Steady tripping, cause I ain't call her last night. I kindly pulled her through the side and said, yo, take a hike. Cause I don't need it, girl. Too many problems in this world. So boo on the head with your Jerry girl. She went to Jeffersons and Lincolns. I said, no way, no Slim. What do you think this is, President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time, so don't act funny with my money. I refuse to
abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some ends, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Michelle, how come every time we argue it always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady B, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne, I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you were serenade, take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadows. Secretly steal her heart, but the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Two's bound to kill you, all you need is one to constantly bug you, to get her hair done. Every new style, she's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pockets, and when you wanna chill, you find that something always boxing. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's got it. I tried to put you D, cause you was my friend. You didn't listen, now she got you for your dividends.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous. That's the third dress this week.
The world is very different now. The world is very different now.
Now I don't like to get upset and I don't like the riff, but one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now there's a little saying about the J-O-B, but what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E's and wreck your whole check on the latest design. When you're broke it's all a joke, but when you're paid it's fine. This advice to you I'll lend, begin to let it sink and you can spend, but don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Work. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving my girl something, or any woman for that matter, if they need it. But love shouldn't be used as a personal Visa card on the strip. It's the same way you trying to get somebody who can be got. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that, ES?
Cause man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I would have never stepped to you from the giddy up.
If I knew you wasn't gonna provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
So I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day. Cause man, this ain't working.
The world is very different now.
Was cooling at the Palladium, seen an old world cover girl. I said, hey lady, I'm sorry if you're in a rush. Don't let me hold you up or intervene or interrupt. But you got the look, I wanna get to know you better. I had to let her know, but yo, I didn't sweat her. Cause if you would've seen what I was seeing, almost looked Korean, but European. When she spoke, her accent was self-explanatory. Even her body language told a story. Her name was Mahogany, twin's name was Ebony. I said, my name is Ra, and this is Eric B. Since the music was loud, I said, let's take a walk so we could talk and see New York. Showtime didn't start until 1 o'clock, but once I entered your mind, I wouldn't want to stop. Caress your thoughts till we was thinking the same. Calm your nerves, massage your brain. Each moment's a mineral, poetry, protein, versus the vitamin effects like codeine. Then tell me how you feel when I reveal a pill that'll heal your pain. Cause I'm real, she must have OD'd cause she couldn't resist. She spoke slowly when she told me this. She said, over me, I'm going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse Mahogany. So I prescribed her something to revive her. Surprise her, she's liver and much more wiser. From the light I shine when the brain cells spark constantly so she can glow in the dark. Then soon you can represent the moon. As long as I keep you in tune, I'll tell you who you are and why you're here. Take it in stride cause it might take a year. It's funny how time flies when you're having fun. We got close and it was almost one. She kissed me slow, but you know how far a kiss can go.
fuck around and miss the show. So I told her to hold that thought real tight. We could finish what we left off later on tonight. Back to the scene of the crime on time. As they introduced the fiend of a rhyme, she stood in the crowd with a bird's eye view of me, thinking of later on of what she could do to me. The back of the room, I could see her eyes gloom, patient but hoping that the show was over soon. As her place was ripped in half, she made her way to the front row. So I said, let's go. I packed my mic as they screamed for an encore. The speakers was blown, plus my mic was sore. Besides, I got places to go, ladies to see. And she could tell me how crazy she was over me. We drove off, she said she liked the way that I performed, and couldn't wait to get soft and warm. I said, I was watching you, watching me. Looks I received made it hard to MC. I could take a hit, so I knew that she wanted my agony, agony, agony in her body. Showed her some sights, then I took her to the condo. She was piping hot, but I kept my calm. So she asked how come I don't smile. I said, everything's fine, but I'm in a New York state of mind. As we reached the kingdom, she said, bring some champagne. She'll entertain, then sing some sentimental songs, real gentle. It hit the spot, and you know where it went to. As we embraced, I felt the heart pumping. I knew she was in the mood for something, so I laid on my back and relaxed. It wasn't a Perignon that made her collapse over me. She was going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse mahogany.
Sounds of Eric B and Rakim, Mahogany, fading out in the background.
Bringing that agony to your body.
One of my favorite Eric B and Rakim songs.
Yeah, one of my favorite. I mean, they had a lot of great tracks and albums, but I love that album.
Oh, absolutely. From Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em. Another 5% rap about the ladies.
Yeah, like I said, 100% love from the 5%.
True. This is true. Yeah, we were marking off the air about there was a little bit of controversy, as a matter of fact, back in the day surrounding that because of the line, almost look Korean,
but European.
Yes. Because if he's all about the Black Queen, why is he rapping about a European? But I have to point out, he says her name's Mahogany, her sister's name is Ebony. I don't know what country in Europe she's from, but that's not a white girl. It's just not.
His sister was named Ivory.
No. Like, if he had said that, maybe. But no. No. In the background right now, more music from Eric B and Rakim. It's What's On Your Mind, which was actually from the Juice soundtrack. No, wait, not Juice, because that was Know the Ledge. It was...
Oh, man. The Damon Wayans movie?
Oh, shit. What movie was that? Was it, like, Mo Money or something like that?
I want to say you are correct.
I don't know. Or... Yeah, I don't know. I'm really not sure about that. You're looking it up, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah. It was definitely from a soundtrack. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough call. But before that, you heard music from Three Times Dope. And that was Funky Dividends. And we started off, of course, with King Sun, Undercover Lover. Here at the Clandestine Transmission, that's how we get down this Valentine's Day.
Hey,
Did you find out what movie it was?
Yep. It was, no. It was, in fact, House Party 2.
See? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
That's right, House Party 2.
Yeah. It was.
I wasn't sure.
Now I'm trying to recall House Party 2.
I recall House Party 3. Wasn't that the one where they went to college? Or was that House Party 2?
They had homeboy from
Young Black Teenagers. Yeah, was that House Party 2?
I don't know. I have to go back in that.
Oh, man.
Trying to think. House Party 2.
Yeah, Cameron from Young Black Teenagers was in that. Playing Jamal.
Kamal.
Yes.
I think
that might have been the college one, right?
I think House Party 2 was the college one, because it was the Pajama Jammy Jam.
Yeah, Pajama Jammy Jam, yeah.
Yep.
That was the one. You know, if anyone listening to this is under 35 years old, we just sound insane to them right now. You know that, right? Like, nothing we're saying, none of the words coming out of our mouth are even English to them. Yeah. We might as well just be speaking a different language.
Yeah, because they were like raising money to pay for a kid to like go to college. So
really?
They threw the Pajama Jammy Jam.
You can put that on your Netflix and chill for Valentine's Day.
Are they on Netflix?
No, of course
not. Great.
Why isn't that on Netflix? That should be on Netflix.
All these movies, you know what they have? All these movies should be on Netflix.
There should be a whole collection. A hip-hop movie category.
I should be able to watch Who's the Man.
Dude.
I should be able to watch,
you know,
House Party.
I gotta say, I'm gonna go on record with this. Who's the Man is preposterously underrated.
Yo, it's good.
Who's the Man is essentially classic blaxploitation comedy, but made in the 90s.
Who did?
Like,
was
they
it Ted
they,
Demme?
They were like, you know, it had detective work. There was crime involved. You know, it had just mad cameos throughout the entire movie.
They're fighting against the man.
Yes.
Trying to get all the oil.
Yes, it was good. Yo, I stand by that movie still to this day.
Dennis Leary in it, going off.
Yeah, can't, no donut. Can't even have a bagel. Can't even think about something round.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they could make a movie like that today.
They can't. Who's it gonna have in it? It's gonna have Migos. It's gonna have Migos in it, and fucking who? Who? Like, what are they gonna do? You can't do that. Also, rappers don't have any personality anymore.
No.
So it's like, you can't do that, because what's going to be their whole shtick? Nah, you can't do that.
There's not even any, like, I'm trying to think of who are personalities. Because it was Dr. Dre and Ed Lover.
Who would you have to have? You'd have to have, like, Kanye West would have to be in it, because he's a personality.
True.
But he's not going to be in a movie with a bunch of other fucking rappers.
It'd basically be like, because he was in Anchorman, one of the Anchorman, right? Kanye West was in, like, Anchorman 2 or 3
Remember. Well, there were only two Anchorman movies, so it had... And he definitely was not in Anchorman 1.
Maybe it was something else. But, like, you know, like a lot of those comedy movies, like, pull in, like, 8,000 different, like, actors and, like, comedians that do cameos and stuff. But honestly,
even somebody like Kanye. Kanye is too old. Like, that's not, like, a current-day rapper. He's like our age. So.
Someone email the show and let us know if they make, like, you know, movies like that anymore. With, like, pop culture music movies rappers in them.
I mentioned it in the last show. The movie with Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg.
See,
did a movie together.
Yeah, Snoop's in a bunch of stuff.
It was like a weed movie.
I suppose you could put Snoop and Ice Cube as like a funny buddy cop movie.
Both of them are too old.
I don't know who young Drake is funny. That guy's a funny guy.
You know what? I don't own a single Drake record. But I would watch a movie with Drake if it was a comedy. I would watch that.
Yes.
Because he is funny.
Yeah.
And I respect him way more as an actor than I do as a rapper.
I mean, Donald Glover. He's a funny guy.
Sure.
I'll take that. Like those guys.
But, like, you know, what are we going to make a movie with, like, Waka Flocka and Fetty Wap? You know, like, what, know, do you, what
guys,
do you do?
I love those guys. Waka Flocka was making some blueberry muffins yesterday. He was pretty funny on that.
With the Rory? The vegan blueberry muffins.
Yeah, he was pretty... Yeah, I don't know about these guys' personalities.
What was the first thing I thought?
Too many carbs.
If those muffins aren't low carb, you can just get right the fuck out.
What did
man.
They use for the flour?
I don't know.
Coconut flour?
They better.
Probably.
If they did, then that was low carb. That's fine. That's like the blueberry muffins I got on my my counter right now. But
Make some blueberry muffins for your Valentine's date.
You know what? I will co-sign right now though. I will co-sign. Young Thug and Lil B in a movie together. I'll co-sign that.
Lil Buddy movie. Call it Lil B, parentheses, Buddy. Lil Buddy.
Lil B Uddy. I'll co-sign that.
Lil B does a whole movie without a shirt on.
There's not a shirt in the movie. Shirts don't exist in the universe where that movie takes place. Dresses do. Like, nice sundress.
Yeah.
Young Thug might wear a nice sundress.
True.
That's the only thing I can see. And it could be like a Cheech and Chong, weirded out, psychedelic drug
they
movie.
They could be like a new age Kenan and Kel. Like, from Good Burger. Okay. Like, do a rework Good Burger. Good Burger 2016. Lil B and Young Thug. It'd be a mess.
Hot Mess. And that would be the name of the movie. Hot Mess.
Oh, man.
Yes. I think we're going to go back to the music. Because I don't know what we're talking about here. We got on to some kind of...
All this nostalgia brought us back to some 90s...
But
movies.
Netflix...
Yeah, head,
well, you know
head
what?
Of the class.
Yeah, get a...
All those kid and play movies. They did
get
a
that,
whole
get that
bunch
stuff
of movies.
On Netflix. Like, the fact that I can't watch the original House Party is kind of ridiculous.
I think, like, HBO had them on there or something. Some streaming service had them on there because I watched them. But there's a bunch of stuff missing. We'll have to compile a list and break it down on the site one day.
But we're going to get into some more music now. Here on the Clandestine Transmission. Up next, music. Not quite 5%ers. These guys were down with Dr. York instead. It's KMD featuring Zev Love X, a.k.a. Young MF Doom, with the non-album track Plumskins. Here on the Clandestine Transmission, ImageiNation.com.
Plums is rotten, the skins are cut, you know, your gums, you know. At the corner store, sign reads for sale. Plum skins fruit cocktail. Only ones running to the corner's pale males. Open all night, them corner plum skins are stale. Back to the honey plum, got swift with gifts. And if the plum is quit, I guess I'll just plead fit. I say sweet young from your Tom Cap son. You got some peach? Well, I'm down with OP plum skin. Dumping with all the juice you dribble. Scribble the beeper code so the X can get a nibble. Trust, just in case you ask why. Behind my button fly is a fruit fly. Peeping for them plum skin. You wanna check it for the plum?
to me myself in a dream, pimping in a tux and now that the toys in my bed hit the edges, skins that be smoked like Benson and Hedges. Lights over ledges, I'm over hills, cloud nines, a result of our bills. But then hard times come, oh and how, it makes me feel as if I needs a low and brow. Knowing I never seek refuge in booze, I find the guards and crews seeking plumskins to bruise. Up something lovely, kicking game, no shame. A creep shape got me great, babe, but untamed. You never knows where goes my head next. Surprise, I'm in your plumskin spandex. Lustful, lustful, got me lustin'. Honey's asked for it, but then they start fussing. Won't you need ya, but don't wanna see ya. Baby, listen close and follow this procedure. You fill my peach fuzz while I rub your plumskin. But before you go, you know we gotta get something started. Pumpkin pie, I promise to lick you till your well runs dry. By the future bay, I judge you got spoon. In my room, I serve some this food in my loom. I never touch unripe them plums till they reach age.
Meanwhile, plum sauce, baby food is sub-rock stage.
Don't think I ain't good when I'm gooder. Don't think I won't when I woulda. I save plums in lump sums, cause I may want it soon. Damn, I woulda got my plum to turn prune. Unless it be all that, it won't matter. Cause black sweet ones come fatter. I'm kinda picky with my fruit mix, but always fix fat plums in the batter. They say you must share a little plum. I say with that idea, kid, you're dumb. Play the role, kinda shine, keep a concept to a button to fly. The question, my oh my, any left for thy shore? I pick fresh fruit plus victim galore. Raw as can be, I can be much more adore. My sweet gift shot like quick draw McGraw. It's plenty much to go around. I weigh 'em by the hand, take 'em by the pound. Maybe a slight big bottom round, but if not, sit tight, I just might pound you down. Things that make you go, taste the sugar plum, you sure enough go, if you ain't already been, yo. With a finicky grin, and you should know, like a flint, I'm in for those plum skins. When I'm squishing up a plum, when I'm rubbing on a plum,
close to me, he take her deeper into debt. Say, sister, knowledge God, that of queens, your existence. You know hooker, you know slut, you know bitch, and she listens. You're the mother civilization. I hate them snakes that disrespect her. They often disrespect you when they find they cannot sex you. I'm wondering what are they trying without knowledge of themselves. Shaquilla civilized, she despised to drugs herself. Shaquilla's deep like woman, and she loves me like to death. These savages try sweating culture, tell them I say this.
Wake up from all those savage dreams, thinking that she's yours, not mine. Sending earrings and those silly chains, it's really just a waste of time. And the queen is mine. Wake up, the wise black queen is mine. She's mine, she's mine.
Ease off. This one that's addicted to Shaquilla, cause she need me. Word is born, that sister need me, and I need her like no other before. I tell you, strong be the vibe that combines us together. Lots of love, trust, and truth, and understanding, it's forever. Not biting no one's root, and hope like hell they don't bite mine. Hey, perfection rules the ignorant, love's not blind. Why, I see clearly daily, maybe crazy about you. She's all this, she's all that, and it gets great about the hour. Not the acts of separation, though that's one of woman's powers. Black man's guide to understanding, the black woman's full of flowers. Fruit showers be the greatest of all showers ever done. Reach the crescent of a soul, the bottom of a one. Shaquilla's deep like woman, and she loves me like to death. So if the savages try sweat, culture tell them I say this.
Wake up from all those savage dreams, thinking that she's yours, not mine. Sending earrings and those silly chains, it's really just a waste of time. The queen is mine. Wake up, the wise black queen is mine. She's mine. She's mine. She's mine.
this one that I give you about Shakila, cause she want me more. This born, the sister want me, and I want her like no other before. But no one's ever told me love could be so much fun. Every day just like the sun, why even rain it once? Some they say they're friends, but they're plotting on our end. Cause the place in which we be, that is the place they never been. Again and again and again, she asks me why is do you love me? And without hesitation, I'll say earth, you knows I do. Then ask her why she asks me, and she say I know you love me. But the reason that I ask you just to hear you say you do. Shakila's the black woman, and she loves me like the devil. When savages try sweat coat to tell them, I say this.
Wake up from all those savage dreams, thinking that she's yours, not mine. Sending earrings and those silly chains, it's really just a waste of time. The queen is mine.
All respect's due to the black woman of the planet.
The wise black queen is mine. She's mine. She's mine. She's mine. She's mine.
Just hibernating, love that watch. Pour me some scotch, a cold Gavassi. No doubt, have a cheer, boo. Let's get the volley in. Who you with? Me and Molly and some trick with Yugoslavian. What fabric is that? It's only wool and rayon. Lipstick, crayon, fly, Fahrenheit, spray on. I'm getting tipsy. I hope she read Cox like a gypsy. Transporting bricks, stealing mini 50s. Fuck negotiating. Is you with me? Is you waiting? Sweet ass carrot cake faking. Plus, she don't eat turkey bacon. I don't get down like that. I don't get down neither. Cuban link Caesar. Why you acting like a rep teaser? I'm like the jury exchange plus a range, nigga. You small change. I only fuck the Figaro chains. Analyzing Miss Claro, Fendi down, mascara on, assistant manager in Paragon.
Vibing with my eyes on Dot. She this book cover lady that be blowing up the spot while my heart is racing like the hands on the clock. I step live, I think she see me putting out the pot. Peace, Dot. I'm so happy to see you at the rendezvous. How's life today? Your hands are softer than Cam May, too. Your hair do way more class than Halle Berry. Court visits of me and you riding on the ferry. Plus, your daughter Kiki talked to my man Mary. I order me a sex on the beach with the cherry. I order her a Veniti on ice, sounds nice. She elegant, pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. Whispered in my ear that she's celibate. Whispered back to her ear, we don't have to go there. As I grabbed her hand, set her politely in the chair. As we stopped and stared at one another, black sister, the brother, I'm thinking all the time how she could be my lover.
What's happening, brown sugar? So you look so good today. Ankle bracelet wrapped around your leg, you have a seat. Complimentary drinks is on me. Bartender, Chevalier Chateau at table three. Luxurious rings, eyes sparkling. What's your name, sugar? Juanita Cash Hawkins. Your complexion gives a reflection of sometime a black woman just need to be loved, quiet and shy. Baby girl, my gift got you high. Made you wanna hit me with the keys of that five. Just joking, baby, I have a sharp sense of humor. Wish I would've bumped into your frame a lot sooner. Wish a physical degree, 31, 33, half Hawaiian, what it's like. light touched a Chinese. Seen you working at a law firm on Fifth Avenue. Three blocks from the Gucci spot is where I trapped you. Yo, I'm all into older woman who's happy living. Love kids and keep all up in this in the cribbin. And not afraid of doubt, me the guard on your side. We hold the hands of death, do us apart, and then we slide. Earring in the left side of your nose, love my combo. Should've left my wits a thousand times, maybe tonight though. You sexy motherfucker, damn, what's the recipe? You make a nigga wanna, goddamn. Can you cook, darling? At the stove, you're revolving. Baked macaroni, turkey wings, a nigga starving. Here, take my number, let me pull a chair from under. I had fun, plus your backyard speak with thunder.
With another dame, quick to claim my name and my fame. But when I tell you get off the swine and get refined, you act like you're blind and you lost your damn mind. See, I'm not the kind to let a woman run it. How my man Rick say it, I shouldn't have done it. Cause what'd he be saying if you was running the show? Oh no, there's no go, the G-O-D, no. The time on the sun and the moon and the stars, dance to the tune of Lord Jamal. And if you act a tone deaf, it's your own mental depth, huh. You gotta love me or leave me alone.
You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone.
have no idea what's going on.
What is going on?
It's all crazy. Everything's akimbo. As usual, at least once per show, everything just falls apart. It doesn't work. This time, like, it happened for, like, 5 times during the same show. It's crazy. That's bad luck from St. Valentine.
St. Valentine. Bad luck Valentine.
Because he was murdered in a terrible, terrible fashion. So he haunts Valentine's Day.
He even haunts the Valentine's Day podcast.
Yes. But this is the special Valentine's throwback rap edition of the Clandestine Transmission here at ImageEyeNation.com. I'm El Ketter. That's MIC.
Hey, hey.
In the background, got the sounds of Boogie Down Productions. With Love's Gonna Get You.
Don't let love get you this Valentine's Day.
No.
We put this on here.
It's out there.
I said I'm gonna dedicate this track to the two young men who love got 'em in Brooklyn yesterday in a very failed sneaker exchange where some dude robbed another dude for some Jordans. They like met up and the guy got in the car, robbed him for the Jordans, got out of the car, went to walk to the bus, and the dude in the car said, "Fuck that shit." And ran him over.
Really?
Severing his arm off of his body.
Oh!
Love.
Wow. Love got him.
Love is still gonna get you, even in 2016.
Cause I love my car.
I love
my chain.
I love my Jordans.
Yes.
And then the great thing is the first thing I thought was, what Jordans were they? And that was like a lot of people. That's a good question. And of course, the internet jumped right in, and they were like some bullshit ass Jordans.
Really?
That they could have got like anywhere. It wasn't even like some like super like
special
500
limited edition.
Yeah, but yeah. To me, it just shows you how crazy shit still is.
Now,
when it comes to stuff,
my
like
thing
that.
Is, don't go get in somebody's car.
Yeah.
If you're a drug dealer. So I understand. Sometimes you gotta go get in somebody's car. But, like, if you're, like, Craigslist trying to sell your fucking Jordans,
right.
Don't go and get in a dude's car. Because, like, yo, me and you can actually speak from, you know, experience. Both of us have had dealings with folks from Craigslist. I know I've been with you on a couple of runs to, like, drop stuff off and whatnot.
We're not letting people in my car.
Hired muscle. No, I'm not. We're not letting anybody in the car. I got my turn. That's how I got my turntable.
That's right.
I met a dude on the street.
We could have all got in his car.
He was
driving a convertible.
Yes.
We should have robbed that dude.
I'm saying
for his turntables and his Camaro,
or whatever it was.
Yeah, that dude was really brave. He came all the way to a strange town.
He came
miles away.
Yo, he drove to a different state.
That's true.
He drove like 100 miles just for an extra $50 or $25 or whatever I added to the cost of the turntables to deliver a set of turntables to a random stranger on the streets of Springfield, Massachusetts. Yo,
we could have taken a bus to Springfield from another state.
We could have been from Texas
and just robbed him and drove back to Texas with the sweet,
with
the fresh
in
Camaro.
In the car. All we would have to do is change the plate. just ditch the plate to go.
So yeah, so that's a.
So yeah, don't do that.
This is your Valentine's Day PSA. Be safe out there.
Because we love you,
folks. Don't get caught out there. Because you love yourself some turntables, or you love yourself some
Jordans.
Some,
and you know what? I'm also gonna go on record as this. Fuck Jordans.
Don't buy no Jordans.
Like, to be perfectly honest, over a pair of they're terrible. That is a whack pair of sneakers.
You could
I'm
buy.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's like I understand some of the exclusivity of some of them.
Even that's totally manufactured.
And I know.
BS.
And they're worth like so much money on like whatever on like some other some scale that I whatever don't ascribe to. And you can like flip them and like make money. It's like, hey, I'm gonna rob this dude for these shoes, and then I'm gonna sell them for like $700. You know, I get it, but yeah, don't do that. Don't be that guy.
No. Yeah, I can see robbing somebody over like a pair of. Perforated Rod Lavers, like in a fancy.
They don't make those
like
anymore.
A fancy cut, like a pair of orange perforated Rod Lavers.
Because
those, because those exist, like the neon orange, like, you know, safety orange flavors.
Uh-huh.
They made those. You can't find a fucking pair of them, but
that's
they
what
made
I mean.
I would rob somebody for a pair of those.
You gotta rob someone for a pair of retro Jordans that's probably gonna come out later this year.
The only pair of Jordans that's worth robbing somebody over is the OG original.
Would be a pair of
black and red.
Would be a game worn pair.
No, a fresh inbox pair.
A fresh inbox 1988 pair.
Yes. For well, no, Kenner. It's more like, what, like 86 or
86
like
or 85 or whatever.
Whatever. Like I had a pair of those back in the day, but don't do that. It's terrible. It's awful.
Word. Listen to KRS.
Yeah. But in that last break, played a ton of music. You heard Brand Nubian with "Love Me or Leave Me Alone" from their sophomore LP. That was the first album that they made that didn't have Grand Poobah on it.
Right. Solo Poobah.
I can remember being at Uptown here in Springfield, up on the hill. Stopped at a gas station or something like that up there. Got out of the car, copy of that tape on the ground, and I was like, "Ah, the Grand Poobah fan threw the tape out the window."
Somebody was like, "What is this? Is what?" That was someone was really upset with all the songs about Allah, the mentions of Allah.
Personally,
and they were like, "Get this out of my car."
I'm a huge fan of Sadat X. I like Sadat X just as much as I like Grand Poobah. And I'll say this for Lord Jamar now. Lord Jamar is insane. He's just going on.
Yeah, he's lost his mind.
He's going on Vlad TV.
Yeah.
Talking a bunch of fucking nonsense. But I will say this for Lord Jamar. Lord Jamar and Sadat X had a chemistry.
True.
A back and forth chemistry and like the ad libs and all that kind of stuff. That is kind of unparalleled. Like, there's not a lot of other dudes that had that kind of back and forth.
Made a good duo.
They were dope. I liked
that
album.
In a group that wasn't a duo.
Right.
So
I liked that album. I liked, you know, I liked all the Allah stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Was feeling it.
You were throwing out the window.
No, I was bumping it. I will say the one thing that made me upset was Punk Step Up to Get Beat Down. Is the version that was on the album was not the single version that was released. It was it wasn't the single version or the remix that had Diamond
else.
D. It wasn't the Diamond D remix either. It was a completely different version of the song. And I was just like, oh, what the F?
It wasn't as good. This? Yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
Because, you know, Punk Strip Up to Get Beat Down is that's the joint.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Brand Nubian, heard the sounds of Ghostface Killah featuring both Raekwon and Capadonna.
Pre-Wugoo.
Way prior to Wugoo with Kamae. That's probably my favorite single from Iron Man. From the Iron Man LP. I would make that, what is that? That's Luther, right? Sample on that. Luther Vandross. I would use that intro with that Luther sample as my ringtone on my phone. But I can't think of anybody who that would be a good ringtone for them. You know what I mean?
So you know, assign it to somebody.
Yeah, so it's like, nah. But yeah, Kamae for that. Shaquilla from Poor Righteous Teachers. And I gotta say, like, you know, listening to that, That's kind of a different kind of track because, you know, it's Valentine's Day, but it's also Black History Month. That kind of covers both bases. You know, it was definitely a Black Pride kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wise Intelligent, it was just insane. Like his whole style, because
it just sounded so different than everything else.
Yo, his vocals.
Yes.
The harmonizing that he did, mm-hmm. like the reggae influence stuff,
totally set them apart.
Nobody sounded like that dude. And nobody still sounds like that dude. And listening to it, I was just like, yo, this was really weird.
Yeah.
And then when you take, like, it's a love song, and it's like super pro black, just like that makes it even weirder.
In like a sea of so many artists in the 90s.
Like, you will never
ever... They totally stuck out.
Yeah, and you will never ever hear a song like that.
And there's a lot of artists
ever
that...
Again.
A lot of groups that stuck out back then too.
Yes.
So that speaks a lot to that era of music.
Absolutely. And then take into account his fashion style. Like, he, do you remember him with his cowboy hats and shit?
Oh, yeah.
And like, yo, he's
styling.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We started off in that last break. The Candy. It's MF Doom prior to the Mask, alongside his now deceased brother Sub Rock, and the Birthstone Kid Onyx.
The Birthstone Kid Onyx is on there.
Yep, that's the original single version of Plumskins. If you have a copy of the Candy album Black Bastards, you know that it's the version that's on the album is truncated and like chopped up, and it's in two different places on the album. That's the original, complete with Onyx's verse from the Nitty Gritty 12 inch. Came out late, had to be like late 91, early 92. I remarked again, so many 5%ers. just like, we didn't intentionally do that, but just in hindsight. And the thing is we cut songs from our playlist. And like, one of the songs we cut was Big Daddy Kane, and that's another 5%er. So it's like, yo, it's pretty crazy. And then now, let's say we did a any kind of hip hop show right now in 2016. How many 5%ers would be on that show? None.
I mean, how many, the last few weeks have we done?
None. And so,
where are all the 5%ers?
Anyone that has like any kind of like beef with modern hip hop in any kind of way, shape, or form. I think that's probably part of the beef, like part of the reasoning behind whatever that beef might be, because there's a distinct lack of dudes.
Oh yeah,
dropping any kind of science.
Yeah, and we talked last week about flat Earth and this other like nonsense.
But look at that, like, because even Ghost. Now,
yeah,
Ghost's selling a vape pen. He's not dropping knowledge. He's not dropping jewels.
The science. He's dropping the advertisement for the vape pen. Woo goo.
And there's a rumor right now that the Ghostface Doom album is finally gonna come out. He like posted an image to his Facebook the other day or whatever.
Maybe you got
Ghost represent the 5% Nation. You got,
I hope so.
Doom representing the Nuwapians. Maybe that there might be some jewels hidden.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for the jewel dropping.
Yes, both of us. We got our fingers.
All fingers are crossed.
Fingers. Yep.
No, I can't see there not being any jewels dropping. Then again, I sort of can.
I'll be really disappointed.
I'd be really disappointed.
If that's the case. Because Doom is usually good for some cryptic...
Yeah.
Some cryptic references that are about, like, some Dr. York shit.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody catches, but, you know, people like myself.
Mm-hmm. Put some nuggets in there for you.
Yeah. So, hopefully. We'll see. I'm keeping it...
You will hear it here first.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Maybe not first. But you will definitely hear it here,
yes. Or you'll hear about it here.
Yeah, no.
Because we will talk about it.
It is 2016. You will hear it when you get that text message, or like you're on your Twitter feed or whatever. Because everything is instantaneous right now.
Yeah, you know, at this point, I think probably like one of the few dudes like in the game. But you know what? He's not even active. I can't even say that. The one of the last kind of things that got any kind of shine for like the 5% Nation was Jay when he wore the chain.
That's right.
To the basketball game. seriously. He wore a big universal flag.
Was that a couple years
chain.
Ago?
This was a couple years ago to like a Nets game.
So he like bought the Nets and put money into the Nets and.
And people got all mad because, like, you know, he was wearing that. Oh, it's just a...
How can he fit inside the new Bugatti?
How?
That was that Jay.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, the other Jay Electronica, who I just, you know, I just don't have any use for that dude. And he hasn't, it's been like, what, 10 years and he hasn't put out an album. So, like, I don't want to hear anything about it. But
doesn't capture me at all.
Yeah, so, nah.
Sorry.
Which, you know, which isn't to say there's probably not some underground dudes out there somewhere, probably.
We will get on it.
But that's definitely an issue. I'm not really sure what any of that has to do with love or Valentine's Day, but whatever, you know. We're romanticizing hip hop. We're romanticizing our nostalgic past.
Lots of love back then.
Wistfully reminiscing about that time we took that Eric B. and Rakim 12-inch out for a picnic by the lake and fed it chocolate covered strawberries.
That's the way to get it. Taste of chocolate.
Yes.
Feeding Big Daddy Kane.
It's true.
It's true.
It's all true. Like, just like the Force. But I think that's going to wrap up another lengthy edition of the Clandestine Transmission here at ImageAdAgent.com. We got a couple more songs for you before we get on out of here. But we're going to say our goodbyes. As usual, feel free to like the page over at Facebook. Drop us a line at facebook.com/ImageAdNationHQ. That's facebook.com/ImageAdNationHQ. And ImageAdNationHQ at Twitter, Al Ketter at Twitter, MIC at Twitter, Bongiornino at Twitter. Because I just figured something out. I know you're like, no, don't follow me on Twitter.
Why you follow me on Twitter?
Why can't people follow you? It's not like you have to read their tweets when they follow you.
That's true.
So, fuck that.
You can follow me on Twitter and perhaps you might catch my one retweet per week.
Like, I know you're not very active on Twitter. You're more active with
I do a lot of reading on Twitter. I haven't even been active on Twitter. Fell by the wayside. A lot of news, like, for me, for like news. I'll just go on there. But that's how, like I said, that's how I found about
it. There's too much on Twitter. I don't get any data from Twitter because anytime I log on, there's like one girl who I follow, who it's just like she posts like the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, no, you're just clogging my feet up. So
yeah,
no. I get nothing out of it.
I need like multiple accounts to look at different stuff.
That's too much.
Yeah. Too much for me. I don't have time for it.
But you can also find me on Instagram, El Ketter Ben Zadig, at Instagram, and Bongiornino is on Instagram. I know your MIC is not on Instagram, but Bongiornino is.
Yeah, I should make my own account now because now Instagram has it where you can easily flip back and forth between two different accounts.
Really?
Before, you kind of had to, like, log out and log back in or something.
When did they do that? That's fancy.
Very recently. I don't know why it took them so long to do that, but now it's just, like, you just got to, like, flick the switch, like click on. It's sort of like Twitter. Like, on my Twitter thing, I can go back and forth between the accounts pretty seamlessly. So Instagram sort of integrated that. So
that's
crazy. Maybe I do need to get my own page. And I could put all my pictures and stuff I see. Two guys fighting at the gas station yesterday.
What
Stuff
you could
like
do is you could post all of the album covers of all of the albums you own. Just do like one a day.
Yeah, that'll work. Do a little typey. Do all like, it'll be nothing but 5%ers.
Do that.
On the 5th of the month. Boom.
That's actually a really good idea.
Why don't we table that one and put that on ImageAdNation.
We're going to have to do something like that.
That'll work. We got joints coming up.
Yeah, in the Instagram though, it just doesn't work for me.
For what?
Like I can't look at anything on Instagram anymore.
No?
Anytime I like try to scroll, it crashes.
Oh no. That's horrible.
Terrible. I've like uninstalled it and reinstalled it and all that kind of stuff.
I've been always amazed about Instagram that I could just pretty much just scroll and like forever.
It freezes and dies for me.
Very rarely will it freeze up, and I was always very impressed that for somehow they were able to manipulate it where it doesn't, like, because that's like it should be crashing all the time.
So I'm missing out. I'm missing out on all the pictures of sexy babes and graffiti and whatever else the people are posting. It's terrible. Missing out on all the lattes and
people's pictures of their food.
And that's all I do. I just
their low carb pics.
I post pictures of food all the time. That's pretty much all I do. Yeah.
Speaking of foods, Uncle L.
Yeah.
The future of the funk.
with his
pink cookies, and it goes back to like the KMD track.
Speaking of low carb.
Yeah.
Yes.
This version, not the album version.
No.
There's a lot of discussion before the show about songs that were not on the album, but were like the better version was like the remix or the version in the video. And this is one of those that was like light years better than the album version.
Because the original,
it made no sense.
The original version was just a real simple loop of Blind Alley. And the remix, which pretty much everyone acknowledged as the version of the song, because this was the version that was in the video and all that kind of stuff. I'm pretty sure it was Easy Mo B did the remix. If memory serves me correct, which sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, but on this, I'm going to stick with that. It was like right before he kind of hit it big with all the production for like Craig Mack and Biggie and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, oh yeah.
Pink Cookies in a Plastic Bag. A remix from LL Cool J. Star of what is he on? He's on that karaoke show or whatever or something like that.
No, he was on oh my goodness, he's on one of those like cop shows.
NCIS LA.
Because my good buddy Lenny Jacobson was recently on an episode.
Nice.
Got to meet him, and which was like crazy because I was like, yo, we used to listen to LL Cool J. He's on a show with LL Cool J, making jokes. That's awesome.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
And after the LL Cool J, we're gonna end the show with Redman. Superman Lover, A Day of Superman Lover, the original from What the Album. Going out to all the lovers on this Valentine's Day.
Celebrate that day with your Superman lover.
Yes.
Talking to you, Lois Lane.
We're going to get into that right now on the Clandestine Transmission here at ImageOnH.com. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
I take 30 electric chairs and put them in a classroom. 30 MCs and set them free from their doom. Just like a tomahawk cuts through the wind, when we begin, the wheel of fortune, it spins, holding the rhythm like elastic, molding your whole body like plastic. So why try to deny what you already know you love up above? Cause a mania, hysteria in the streets, while your lovers get merrier in the sheets. I met this lady named Sweet Young Thingin'. She gave me that feeling that sunshine bringin'. Portable, sportable, totally affordable. Silky smooth, voice was real audible. I said, you're cool as Ice Cube. She said, you're the public enemy I seen on the tuba. Nah, I'm like your uncle, baby. The style of your beautiful face drives me crazy. What can we do? You're so heavy, I'm deep. She said, you tried to play me like Big Daddy. I said, I know your tribe. I called and requested for you to be manifested. She said, you know the same gang of my flavor unit too. I said, you only knew the certain things I wanna do to you. Rub you down with warm iced tea, make you feel brand new, begin instantly. Boogie down and check this production. Give me them lips, they look good for suction. She said, sweet tea's cool with a little almond joint on the side, just doing it fly. You like pound cake, come to my house. Turn on the lights, see me on the couch. I said, you're jingling, you're from around the way. I like your earrings, two L's, but anyway. Your granddaddy is here to spread cheer. Something nice and smooth with my tongue in your ear. Give me a snack, some salt and pepper on a burger. Ice cream tea, or if you prefer the taste the honey kid right in my Capri. And that's the joint, they got the real clear CD. She said stars couldn't get me in a car. I don't know what type of man you are. You might know karate, dude.
do me and get away. I got a glimpse of your license plate. NWA.
Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings. Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings. Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings. Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings.
She was chubby and ready to rockin', naughty by nature, and part of my private stocking. Riding in the relaxed frame of mind. Hammer time. Incredible. So edible and unforgettable. Soft like a Q-tip. I'd love to get with you, cause I'm the type of guy that got props due. Feeling it more and more. When I get ready for a showcase, put together well, I go deep and have a oil well show and tell. I said, yo, yo, you're so intelligent and elegant. I never run the beat deep with another MC. I got what I want right in front of me. I know a kid named Kate, he's a MD. Last time I heard y'all was getting real friendly. Belly and belly and chest to chest. I bought by leg and I guess. Ain't no way to get you out, you're so caught up. S-E-X-U-A-L, sort of. A freaky situation with a peppermint twist. Ricky and Mike is next on the list. Nastified and all funkified. Come on, come on, come on, ride. Take your hear, never fear. What you hear, what you hear is a clear understanding of your big rear. And I will appear, my dear, with a beer and bags full of cheer. The water bed, yeah! Cause I rumble and groan. She said you gotta be bad to make the moany moan. Ain't no in the front on the way of life shown. Booyah! I'm jumping your bones like a grand master in a flash. Put out your cigarette and rest your tired ash. All I wanna do is make whoopee. You're my pink cookie, not a rookie. When you take it off, I love a lookie, cause I'ma mix it up tour style. Peace out, you got the sexual profile.
Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings. Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings. Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings. Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings.
Look, up in the sky!
It's the boy.
It's the plane.
No, it's Superman lover, baby.
Daddy! Daddy!
I always get to sit on that lap.
Would you please tell me a story?
All right, get over here and sit your big ass down. Let me tell you a story about the Superman lover.
Yeah, I was out for lunch and shit, puffing on the blunt to get my hat wrecked. Boogie into my Walkman with the S on my chest.
Bust a move.
Yes, I'm a superhero, don't forget. I smoke mad niggas, so to hell with cigarettes. But anyway, let's get back to the skit. You know who the fuck I am, so get off that old bull. Shucks, lunchtime, what's up? Fuck, let me jet or I'll collect unemployment bucks. On the way back, Jack, I spotted this object, a stray cat, stuck in a tree with the tag that say that.
Info, please return to this address.
Nigga, with my x-ray eye set, like,
chill.
I jetted to the closest phone booth, with flash. I dipped into my super lover suit. Boom, right through the fucking phone booth ceiling. Superman lover's the name. I can slam King Kong and pick up freight trains on a mission to save this cat that was wishing he was in his litter, watching Fritz on Channel 6 and relaxing, feet cocked up just a little with the cocktail and the bold attendant bill.
What you do?
I snatched him, took off through the air like a pigeon, quick, so he won't start meowing and bitching. The landed at the cat's tag address in the project.
Elevators broke,
so I have to take the back steps.
Nah,
the doors opened and my eyes swole from this badass honey sipping a quarter old gold.
Yo, is this your cat?
Yes, where you find him at?
He was stuck
Come
in
on,
a tree about
baby.
Uptown
Come
Manhattan.
Well, how the hell did you save him? Are you police undercover?
Nah, baby,
Come
the
on,
S flash. On my chest
Come on.
Stands for
Come on,
Superman lover.
Looking for ways to repay me.
No money, a donut and some maybe.
Of course, what kind of show did I thank you?
I make my donut jelly and my coffee safer.
She sat, unhooked the cape from my back. She felt my arms, just my pythons look stacked.
Damn, super lover, your shit look thick. Tell me, how strong are you with muscles like this, you bad motherfucker?
I'm stronger than a motherfucker.
hockey. Hit you like Rocky. She dashed to the room and came back with an ounce. Negligee, high heel shoes with a blunt in her mouth. Ready to roll up. Hey, hold up. She had a dollar folder to mix the coke with the smoke. Yo, she was no joke. She took a sniff. Some got on her top lip. That bitch stuck out her tongue and gave her top lip a lick.
And said, here, baby, hit it.
Nah, baby, I ain't with it. You need more than a body to make me wanna sniff that shit. But I'll hit the blunt. So she took out her front. Cracked the Philly, opened the bag and laid out the skunk. Then I took a long pull. It was hype, out of sight. She ran into the bedroom. So I cracked my pants for head room. Laid across the cover and no brother, I was with it. Ready to hit it. Asked my dear, what's up,
yo,
G?
Man, shit's thick.
Licked her on her belly, then kissed her down her back. Stuck my hand between her legs and I felt the Bozak as big as mine. This bitch must be playing, so I threw my suit on and I was swaying. Cause I'm the
Superman lover. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They call me Superman.